Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Greg. How are you doing today?
Well, doing great, although, honestly, since you left, this place is it's turned into an absolute dumpster fire. Could you come back?
No, and that's not true. I was listening yesterday morning, riveting radio, with the interview with Bill. It's my favorite time of the year.
I mean, he was a little harsh with Courtney, don't you think, Dante? I'm sure has he ever spoken to you like that?
Are you kidding? She's just part of the coaching staff now, boy. We all got that treatment. And I would tell you this, Courtney. You need to keep going straight Tom Petty on him and don't back down.
Thank you. I'm trying my hardest.
Hammer him. That's what you got to do.
It did cross my mind to just sit back and let the boys take the rest of the interview. And I said, you know what? No, I've got another one, sir.
Keep firing those bullets. Believe me.
I mean, so you were listening to Bill yesterday, and you heard the question was asked, and then it was asked again with regard to going into that game, and the game plan being both quarterbacks sharing action. Do you believe that was the case when it came to Bill's plan?
Well, I've heard him say numerous times over the last 2 days that it was part of the plan, and that we've taken that approach on many occasions at all positions. We've never taken it at quarterback before, as has been said multiple times. But, you know, I'm not surprised that he would have said something like that. It just, and this has been said ad nauseum, that it was probably the worst time to pull him out after the interception. And, you know, and then, of course, the fans' reaction prior to all that with the, you know, Zappy chant and all the rest. So, I mean, that's a tough deal for any young guy, and especially, you know, a guy that's supposed to be the starting quarterback and maybe a face of the franchise. That's tough, man.
We've been talking about this a little bit, but by keeping the quarterback competition alive via not saying anything publicly one way or the other, is Bill doing damage to both of those guys when it comes to the mental part of it?
Well, I don't think obviously it's much easier if you have a starter and you have a backup. And a week ago, you know, we had the Patriots had a very, very viable backup in Bailey Zappi, who had performed very well. And, you know, and so it looked like to me everything was really going to be good going forward once Mac got on the field. Then you have a guy that you could go to who you really, you know, had seen what he can do. And I'm not saying that he's checked all the boxes, Zappi, as far as, you know, prior to the other night. But I do think that, you know, you look at him and say, okay, this guy's got a future, and that's pretty good. So I think it is. I think it's a tough situation right now. I would like to see them say, hey, this guy is starting, and whoever that may be, it is, and we're playing him, and this is how we're going. And I think, you know, I don't think this is a tryout time, man. They got a big game against the Jets on Sunday. They need to win that game. And I think you got to go with the guy you feel best gives you the best chance of winning this game. And, you know, and we'll see how that goes.
And do you still feel like that's Mac Jones?
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. I was honestly very surprised by the way he was moving around, and especially the first time when he, you know, the parting of the Red Sea in the middle of the pocket the other night, and he ran for 16 yards and slid. And I said, well, damn, he didn't look like his ankle's bothering him. So, you know, I think what was bothering him was you know, the timing in the game. And, you know, you get three penalties in your first two series, it knocks you out of any chance of trying to be consistent. And then, of course, the, you know, really a bad choice by him of throwing that ball up, and when he should have just thrown it into the stands. So we all wanted, well, I personally wanted so much better for him, and, you know, because I think he's really a really talented guy, and I still believe that. I heard him yesterday afternoon. That's the unfortunate thing about being retired. You know, let's fire them both, get both quarterbacks out of here and get somebody new. Good luck, man. It's hard.
Dante, some of the guys had said that they really weren't sure who was playing. They were shocked that, you know, Zappe came in. In your time, have you ever been in a situation where, I mean, going through the week, both guys were getting reps, and all the way up until game time, you guys as a coaching staff didn't know which direction you were going to go in. Is that possible, or generally do you?
It never happened, Jermaine. Right. That never happened in our situation. We were always kept abreast of what was going, you know, who we were going to start, and who was going to get the reps, and whoever got the reps was going to play. You know, I mean, you could say that. Remember together when 2001, you know, the week before the Super Bowl against the Rams, you know, Tom was limping around, and, you know, and Drew had performed very well against the Steelers in the championship game. But, you know, we knew we were going with Tom, and even though he was kind of hobbled a little bit, but we knew we were going with him, and that was that. And it's a lot easier that way than the other way.
Dante, when you look at the other guys on the team, whether it's Jacoby Myers or Ramondre Stevenson, a few others, all made comments after the game that they seemed like they were down on their luck when it came to how Mac was treated, both by the fans and the coaching staff. What happens if you find yourself in a locker room that's now split between two guys, especially on a short week?
Well, I think that can happen at any time, but I don't sense that the locker room is going to be split on a quarterback decision. I think what's going to be really important is, and you know, the practice today is, you know, this is going to be the starter, this is the guy we're going to, they're both healthy, and let's just make a decision and write it hard, and so that there is no doubt. And then look at, players can like who they want and all the rest of it, but we all saw the other night, you know, these guys are as human as all the rest of us. And, you know, they have their good times and they have their not so good times. And hopefully the key to it all is to get out of whatever funk either one of them's in, whoever they choose, and to get rolling and to have positive, a really, really good positive game against a team that's 5-2 on Sunday.
Let me ask you this, Doctor, is the patient that is Isaiah Wynn savable?
I think I absolutely think he is, you know, and he's in the twilight zone right now. You know, I heard he was a healthy scratch, and, you know, and whatever that means. And so, I like the kid personally. I was had a bigger say as him coming here as anyone did, and because I really like the person, and I still like the person. I haven't changed my mind on that. I wish nothing but the best for him, and, you know, it doesn't look like it, the way things are going, it's going to go very well for him here, and wherever he ends up, whatever happens, I hope it's in his best interest and he gets the most out of his career, because I like the guy. I'm not changing my stance on that.
Dante, I don't know how focused you were in watching the both quarterbacks and the play calls, because there's been this big, you know, I don't want to say controversy, but this big issue of Mac's play calling is different than Bailey Zappe's play calling. Based on what you've been able to see, does it look like the play calling changes for either one of them, or is it the same play calling for both of them?
Well, I would like to think it'd be the same for both of them, but to your point, you know, they started out in gun, and, well, is that normal? Would it have been normal for Bailey? I don't know. it didn't seem like it was, but, you know, maybe they just felt like, you know, they wanted to open up the formations and get in gun and start the game that way. And, you know, that's what you do. You try to script your best plays and within the context of what the quarterback who's playing does best. And, you know, maybe that's what the whole deal was the other night when they started out in shotgun and doing the things they were doing with Mac. So I don't know. Does it change? Yeah, probably does, Wicks, depending on what they think the guy can do best.
Oh, Greg's going to be very excited about this.
Dante says.
Yep. Well, I saw that Dante said really nice things about Trent Brown recently. He had four penalties, I believe, going into halftime. What do you see that's going on there with him?
You know, he had two false starts and a holding penalty. I think he got a little bit. Shell shock shouldn't be the word because he's been so experienced, but Robert Quinn is really, really a fast guy off the edge. And always, I think he might have got a little bit surprised by, oh my God, look at this. And he did. You know, he ran by him a couple of times. And, you know, I think the two things about Trent, he's so big and he's so long with his arms. All he needs, when he gets out of his stance and just sticks those things out there and gives the guy a shove, it's usually over for the guy. And he arrives at those points at times, or he goes back to bad habits. But I think the guy's awful talented, and I think he can play that. I know he can play over there, and he can play there against good players because we've all seen him do it. So that was disappointing to start the game that way for him. And I love the kid, and I wish nothing but the best for him. So, you know, no one wants to start and play that way. You all know that.
Dante, we talked at length about Belichick's comments about competition at every position, including the quarterback position. As a member of his staff for the better part of 20 years, was there ever competition that he welcomed from his other coaches towards him? In other words, could you say you're wrong, Bill, or was he a guy? It seems like now the Dante Scarnecchias and the McDaniels are gone, and he's replaced them with rubber stamps. Would you agree with that?
I wouldn't agree. I wouldn't even respond to what you just said, but to the first question you asked is, will he listen to what people say? Absolutely. And I will tell you this too. If he's wrong, he'll be the first guy to admit that he was wrong. And believe me, I've been in plenty of sessions with him and in the staff situations and whatnot where he would just plainly just say, hey, I effed that up, fellas. That's my fault. Believe me, he's willing to take it on his shoulders because he knows the buck stops there. And we all make mistakes, and he'll be the first guy to tell you he makes plenty of them. So, you know, I think that, you know, whatever, there's a lot of criticism being, you know, heaped on him and all the rest of it. And maybe some of it's deserved. I don't know. You know, we all wish things were a lot different the other night. I think that's the thing. We're all just bitter about it. So, hopefully, you know, they'll get things the way it needs to, that they all want it, and arrive at the best way for them to win on Sunday.
But do you think, Dante, that you said that the quarterback is really hard, that you heard yesterday that, you know, you want to lose these guys, good luck replacing them. It just appears through the different things we've understood from Bill Belichick that with Brady's departure, he thought he could win with a reasonable facsimile of the quarterback. Like, it doesn't seem to me from afar that he understands or accepts the magnitude that the quarterback position has now occupied within the NFL.
I think he knows that to win in this league, you have to have the best guy that you can possibly get pulling the trigger in this league. And I think that is borne out every year, almost every year, with whoever ends up winning the Super Bowl championship. You know, you just look at them historically. You could come up with a handful of guys that you would say, you know, aren't really good quarterbacks or plainly game managers and that benefit from a great defense and all the rest of those things. But when it all comes down, you have to have a guy at that position that can make plays and make big time plays and help you win games when it counts the most. And I think that's just an absolute prerequisite, and that's the good news. The bad news is those guys aren't easy to find.
Dante Scarnecchia is our guest. You brought up the fans earlier, knowing them as you did for 20 years. Was it surprising to you that they went Bailey chant as early as they did the other night?
It wasn't surprising to me, and I honestly believe this. This is no deference to women. This is a big boy league, and if your skin is thin, you're going to have a hard time. Hey, look, I've been in that stadium. Wiggy's been in that stadium. If things aren't going bad, they're going to let you know about it because they paid $1 jillion to park, $1 jillion to get in that seat, and $1 jillion to eat. And that allows them certain privileges. And whatever those privileges are, they're going to use them. And if it means, you know, giving you hell at any time of the game as you sit on the sideline because you're not playing worth a damn, or, you know, the other night they started, I mean, they were on that deal fast with that chant. And that was, you know, I sat there and listened to it on Monday night, and I said, oh, man, this is hard, you know. This is a hard thing for him. Yeah. And, you know, that's the bad news. The good news is they're playing in New York, so I don't think there are going to be many Bailey chants there. But, you know, hell, those people, you never know. They may start doing it anyways if Mac's out there playing. It's crazier than hell.
Well, they had to pay for your salary, Dante, with those tickets. And, you were making the big bucks.
Yeah, my salary, you're right. Go ahead, move on.
Actually, last week I think Volan was really affected by the Dante chants. I don't know if that happened on Wednesday. It's Dante Wednesdays
going forward. I think Ben was in the middle of his own ice storm last week, so I'll let that go. Never mind.
Hey, Dante, before you go, do you think that this continues at least for this week against the Jets where it potentially could we see two quarterbacks, or do you think they just make a decision and go with one guy?
I think they make a decision and go with one guy. I really do. I think it's the best way to go and get them out there and give them all the support you can. And I hope it starts today at practice. And I, you know, this is how it's going to be, and we're rolling. And you know, it's a lot easier when you do it that way than you just let it linger and, you know, let it go into the weekend and, you know, what's going on around. That's the one thing, you know, this as well as anybody, and you all know this as well as anybody. Last thing you want is indecision and what's going on here, what the hell are we doing? That's no good in anyone's business. So I hope the sooner the better, and I suspect that it will come out whatever way they choose between whatever quarterback. I think they'll rubber stamp it and give that guy, you know, full sway and let it go.
Well, Dante, as always, when it comes to great football minds, you and I are simpatico this morning. So
okay.
I always enjoy having you on the program. Obviously, my apologies to Wiggy because you shot down most of what he said this morning and to Chris Curtis. Dante, thank you so much.
Okay, you guys take care. Good talking to you. Right, bye.
We'll talk to you soon. That's Dante says.
Yeah. Well, the
Boomer says coming up on Monday.
I love him.
The eye in the sky never lies. And Mac Jones' first play Zappy's first play when he got in, shotgun. So the eye in the sky, Curtis, okay. We always have that to go back to, right?
Yeah. I mean, I found his answer about Isaiah Wynn to be fascinating. He's in a twilight zone.
Right.
And you could tell he knew what Bill said yesterday. And with us, he said that's never happened at the quarterback position, the plan that they had. Bill told me yesterday it had. So he definitely is on the side of you need to have a guy, not two, entering a game.
He's such a great guest.
But
Dante.
He is so brilliant.
Oh, he's great. Dante says.
He does agree.
Trying to make that a regular feature, Dante says.
Yeah.
He can replace Volan until Volan puts himself back in the game.
God, and the shot at Volan. Salt in the wound.
He does agree with all of us that they should just ride one horse and stick to it.
Ooh, and he used the same analogy I did. Ride it and ride it hard.
He says Bill will often tell you that, tell them that he effed up. So he doesn't tell anybody else. But
he sure has a lot of...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.